And then Moses said, this, your people, are separate from any other people because of your presence. And so we will not go except your presence goes with us, God. And the Lord said, my presence will go with you. And then Moses said these words. He said, show me your glory. And the Bible says that the Lord descended in a cloud and stood with him as he called upon the name of the Lord. And then the Lord passed in front of him. Notice he called on the name of the Lord. He worshiped. He invoked the presence of God in his life. And the Lord passed in front of him and proclaimed, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth, who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgression, and sin. And Moses made haste to bow toward the earth and worship. Moses was a worshiper. Moses was a leader who would do whatever is necessary to encounter the presence and power of God in his culture and for his people. My challenge to us is, will we be like Moses? I suggest we consider that. Another key, I believe, to renewed worship is motivation. What motivates us to worship? I think it's a key to integral worship. In other words, why do we do what we do in worship? It gives worship integrity. For example, lifting up your voice with song and singing, a mighty fortress is our God, and wondering, I wonder where we're eating after service. Da, da, da. And then, at that moment, when you're thinking about your stomach, you're not worshiping the Lord. And so, I ask myself regularly, why do I have my hand lifted? Or why do I not enter in? Why am I thinking about this particular thing that has nothing to do with my worship? Now, I don't think we should be introspective and constantly analyzing, but I think we should take inventory periodically during our worship experience. Are we focused on the Lord? Why do we do what we do? What motivates us to worship? I think leaders must be careful of their motivation in leading worship. Sometimes church leaders lead worship by manipulation instead of by God-directed motivation. Our motive as leaders should be a commitment to ministry or service to help people draw near to Jesus and not manipulation to serve our purpose of having a great service. I'm really concerned about this. Is our motive in leading worship to bring people to a certain emotional or spiritual place so we can think that we had a good service? Sometimes we feel driven to deliver the goods. We are hired to have a good service.